Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. We are continuing today, on this Wednesday, we are continuing our theme of Jesus and miracles. And we're going to begin today looking at another incredible, faith-inspiring miracle that Jesus performed for a Canaanite woman, a non-Jewish woman. And I think the theme for her faith would be determination. Man, this woman showed incredible determination. And even though she did not have a covenant with God, did not have a promise to stand on, because of her determined faith, she received from the Lord what she needed and what she came for. Now, this story is found in Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. It is also found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 24 through 30. We're going to be reading from Matthew's Gospel, and we're going to read the story, and then we will comment on it and derive the things that are appropriate for us today, and that will encourage us and inspire our faith to receive miracles from Jesus. For as Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Matthew 15:21 says, then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. What an incredible story of healing. Now, it says that Jesus went to the region of Tyre and Sidon. These were Gentile cities. So this is a Gentile area. Now, some think that he was on the Israeli side of the border, near to the border that would take you over into this area. And there would have been a lot of travel and commerce back and forth across this border area between the Gentiles. Now, he was at a house. We know this from, I believe it's in Mark's Gospel, that he was in a house. And this woman, this Canaanite woman, not a Jew, a Canaanite woman came. Now, I want to point out that this woman, she had a lot to overcome in receiving her miracles. And you will have things to overcome. And one thing we learn from this story is that we must never give up in our faith. We must never give up in our trust, in our faith in God, and in our walk with Him. And first of all, she had to overcome the fact that Jews did not associate with Gentiles. In fact, Jews called Gentiles dogs, and only associated with them when necessary. And they had certain purification rites for purifying themselves after making contact with a Gentile. Also, not only was the fact that she was a Gentile coming into an area and a house occupied by Jews, but as a woman, it was not acceptable for her to speak to a man in public, especially a Jewish man. You may remember the story in John chapter 4 of Jesus who spoke to a Samaritan woman. Now, a Samaritan would not have been quite as abhorrent to the Jews as an outright Gentile, because they were a mixed race. But even the Jews did not have associations with the Samaritans. And Jesus talked with a Samaritan woman, and when his disciples came back, they had gone into town to get bread, the scripture says that they were amazed that he was talking with a woman. Because Jewish men just they held themselves aloof, especially a Jewish teacher, Jewish rabbi. It was considered scandalous for him to speak to a woman in public. Also, as a Gentile, she had no covenant with God, and therefore no promise to stand on, no promise to claim in her approach to Jesus. And then she had to overcome the fact that Jesus at first did not respond to her. Listen to this. Let's read it again. A woman of Canaan, this is chapter 15 of Matthew, verse 22, from that region, cried out to him. Same thing. You see that the same thing there that Bartimaeus cried out to him. Prayers of desperation. Now, one thing we're seeing here in the Gospels, that cries of desperation, shrieks of desperation are appropriate. There are times when that's the appropriate prayer. And again, we see this here. And again, she's not claiming that she's entitled to anything. Like Bartimaeus, she says, have mercy on me. And I will confess to you, I've read the Gospels and these stories many times, and for the first time, I'm seeing such a parallel, a similarity. They both cry out to Jesus, both this Gentile man, this Jewish man, and this Gentile woman. Jewish man, Gentile woman, and both are crying out in desperation and crying out for mercy. And so she cries out for mercy, O Lord, Son of David. And like the Jewish blind man Bartimaeus, she calls him the Son of David, a messianic designation. And here is this Gentile woman who has more spiritual insight than the Jewish religious leaders of the day. Oh, my friends, this is amazing. And don't ever think that God may be revealing himself to the most unlikely among us. And it could be that those who are most religiously esteemed may be the most spiritually blind. She cries out, Son of David, my daughter. And in the Greek, the word daughter is a diminutive. And it means my little daughter. So this is a little daughter, a little girl. So she is very concerned. My little daughter is severely demon-possessed. Now, we don't know what kind of symptoms these were, but she says she's demon-possessed. But notice verse 23, that Jesus answered her not a word. Now, what in the natural is more insulting than when people ignore you? Have you ever experienced that? You come up and you try to meet somebody and they turn away, they ignore you. Now, for most people, that would have been it. They would have gone away in a huff. That and talked about that Jesus, he is so rude and so on. But this woman is desperate. She's determined, and this is the key for her. And so, Jesus answered her not a word. Apparently, she went to the disciples then, because the disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away. Lord, get rid of this woman. She cries out after us now. But she still would not leave. My friends, sometimes there has to come a determination down on the inside that will not take no for an answer. And that's where this woman is, and this is what we're going to find in her story. She is determined. She will not take no for an answer. And I remember one time that kind of determination in my heart. I had been invited to preach in India for the first time, my first trip overseas. This was 1983. And the money came in for my airplane tickets, but I had no money left over for food or for hotels. And I had three stops. I had an overnight in London. I had two overnights in Calcutta. And then I had overnights coming back. So I had about five overnights in hotels that I needed to somehow pay for. And the day came for me to leave. And I only had $30 above my airline tickets. But you know, I had a determination down on the inside that I was going to India. I was going there and I was going to preach the gospel. And I can't say that I had faith for the money for hotels and food, but I had such a determination. My attitude was, I'm going, if I have to sleep on the sidewalks in London and Calcutta, I'm going to India. I'm going to go there and preach the gospel. Wow. And so the morning came for me to leave. And Sue and I, we lived in Canada, early days of our marriage. We lived in Canada at the time. And we waited around as long as we could in case somebody heard from God and came knocking on my door. Nobody came. So my schedule was, I had to go by the travel agency that had put together my tickets for me, and that they were waiting there for me to be picked up, and I was going to pick up the tickets, and I'd already paid for them. And then I was going to go get on the plane and fly out to India. So we headed out for the airport, decided we'd stop at the post office just in case there was money in the mail. There was nothing. I went in, and I still remember, this has been, you know, I guess like 43 years ago. I came out and I got in the car. I said to Sue, I said, God has ways of meeting our need besides the post office. But I had no way of what it would be, because in my way of thinking, my limited thinking, that was God's last opportunity to come through, was the post office. Because now I had to go pick up my ticket, which is already together, paid for, and go get on the airplane. Well, I went to the travel agency, went in to get my ticket, and the lady there, she was all upset. She said, oh, I've been trying to call you. I tried to call you last night. I said, well, what's the problem? She said, I have had to completely change your travel itinerary. And I said, well, when do I get to Guwahati? That was my destination. She said, you still get there at the same time, but I've had to completely reroute you. And she was still typing it up. I said, well, as long as I get to Guwahati, that's fine. That's my destination. So everything else is okay. And so as I'm sitting there waiting, and this thought comes to mind. I said, what's going to be the difference in this ticket? She said, I don't know. Let me see. Lo and behold, I got back $300 in change. Hallelujah. Oh, my determination paid off. I put the $300 in my pocket with my other $30, and I went and I flew out to India to preach the gospel. God had come through. My determination had paid off. And I want you to know, my friends, let a spirit of determination rise up in your heart today. And I pray for you now, God, my brother, my sister that's been about to throw in the towel, been about to give up, I pray, Lord, that a spirit of determination from the Spirit of the Lord will come upon them today, that they will not throw in the towel about their healing, about their marriage, about your provision, about whatever it may be. Oh God, this day, instill in them a spirit of determination like this little Canaanite woman who would not take no for an answer. And we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you for being with us today. We'll continue this story, this miracle story, tomorrow when I see you for another great awakening. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I'll see you tomorrow.